You know, it's pretty exciting news that Robinhood is reportedly in talks to bring CryptoCom's event contracts to their platform. It feels like a major leap forward for retail trading, especially as prediction markets finally start gaining that mainstream momentum we've been waiting for.
It certainly is a significant shift. For those who might be new to the concept, prediction markets essentially let users wager on real-world outcomes, think political elections, economic data, entertainment awards, or even crypto price movements, but using digital assets instead of traditional cash.
And I can totally see why Robinhood is pushing for this. They're facing some real competitive pressure right now, and branching out beyond just stocks and crypto gives them a fresh revenue stream while really deepening how users engage with the app. It's a smart, forward-thinking move.
Absolutely. From a strategic standpoint, partnering with CryptoCom allows Robinhood to quickly deploy a mature event contract infrastructure. Meanwhile, CryptoCom gets direct access to Robinhood's massive retail user base and that highly streamlined mobile interface. It's a pretty mutually beneficial setup.
But let's be honest, scaling this in the United States isn't going to be a walk in the park. We're looking at a highly fragmented regulatory landscape that's going to require some serious navigation.
That's the serious part. At the federal level, you've got the CFTC generally viewing certain prediction markets as derivatives, while the SEC has hinted that tokenized event contracts could be classified as securities. That regulatory overlap creates a complex compliance puzzle.
And on top of that, you've got this patchwork of state laws. Some states treat them like legal gambling or financial products, while others ban them completely or slap on strict licensing rules. It's a bit of a maze, really.
Exactly. To operate nationwide without running afoul of the law, platforms will need to implement strict geofencing, maintain rigorous compliance teams, and very carefully structure their products to minimize legal exposure.
Still, for the everyday retail investor, having all this in Robinhood promises so much convenience. It consolidates speculative trading into a familiar app and really lowers those entry barriers. It's just so much more accessible now.
And that accessibility is exactly why users need to exercise caution. I'm all for innovation, but these aren't just simple stock trades.
You're right. Event contracts come with inherent risks that people need to understand. We're talking rapid price volatility as new information drops, complex settlement and verification mechanisms, and geographic restrictions that might lock you out of certain markets entirely.
Precisely. Before committing any capital, traders really need to thoroughly understand the payout structures, the event verification standards, and the platform fees. These products demand the same level of discipline and due diligence that you'd apply to traditional equities or cryptocurrencies.
Looking ahead, though, I think we're seeing the prediction market industry enter a real maturation phase. It feels like we're finally moving past the early experimental days.
That's a fair assessment. Regulators and lawmakers are increasingly recognizing the actual economic utility of these markets. They're effective tools for aggregating real-time information and improving overall market efficiency.
If federal and state authorities can finally establish clearer, unified guidelines, I truly believe we'll see a wave of institutional adoption and some incredible retail innovation. The potential is just huge.
A Robinhood CryptoCom partnership would definitely signal strong industry confidence that these current regulatory headwinds are just temporary. It shows the market believes in the long-term viability.
Ultimately, this convergence of traditional finance, crypto infrastructure, and prediction markets is actively reshaping retail trading. It's making the whole experience so much more dynamic and interactive, and I'm really excited to see where it goes.
The excitement is warranted, but long-term success will ultimately depend on building transparent, compliant products that carefully balance that innovation with robust investor protection. If they get that right, we're looking at a very sustainable future for this space.